Welcome back to Real Estate Radio Washington. I'm your host, Jim McQuigg, and we're talking real estate with Michael and Rebecca Straley from Fathom Realty down in Stafford. And guys, we're talking about marketing, you know, marketing properties for your sellers. Talk a little about, kind of tie that up. How do you guys see marketing and your role in that process for a seller?
Well, that's really exciting for me, and I want to ask Rebecca a question. And there's a statement by Winston Churchill that says, the further back you look, the further forward you can see. And so I'm not sure if that's exactly right, but Rebecca, tell us how it used to be done, because, you know, I've done 300 or more transactions in the past 8 years, but tell us back 20 years ago and bring us to the present.
Well, what I used to call myself was the bell ringer. And you had to go around the neighborhood, go around the community and the region, and let people know about your property. Mm-hmm. And so I likened it to back in the colonial days, where you had the guy walking down the middle of the street and ringing that bell, and people want to know what you're talking about.
You mean your listing didn't go to their smartphone?
So nowadays, we do have the big internet, and the people find the properties. It is really important to have the beautiful photos. And I used to be the photo girl. Michael has taken over my position on photography because we both love it. And sometimes it's just the beautiful faucet. And if you show the beautiful faucet or the beautiful grain in the wood, you know, it's not only the size of the rooms or, you know, the distant shot of the fireplace, but if you see that the care and the items that people have chosen on little items, and it gives you more confidence on the bigger items like the heating, the air conditioning, the condition.
Yeah, so I think I'm understanding that in the past you had to basically deliver this property for sale in the vision of people, but nowadays when you put a listing online, you may get a visit in an hour. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have to be careful nowadays. Like, okay, if you have a hot listing, if you got to be ready to show that house, because they'll start calling. Like, you know, the minute you hit,
the information is just disseminated so quickly and so broadly. Yeah,
you hit submit and you get sometimes phone calls.
Yeah.
Like, so well, you got to be careful these days when you hit submit on the MLS.
But it's you're actually,
you better
ready to go.
Be ready. You better have your lockbox on there. You better have the seller prepped.
So if you're out there and you've had a listing appointment and your agent was selling how great they disseminate the information and all that, yeah, okay, great. That, everybody does that.
Yeah,
so that's
pretty automatic.
That's going to roll into our next segment, which is, you know, the common expectations is, you know, the information is delivered to hundreds of websites, you know, in record time.
So it is important to have the great pictures. Pictures bring it to the top of the site. Right. Great headlines.
And back to what we said earlier, the pricing. When they see the great photos of a great priced property, people, you know, and I'm sure nobody looks at homes at work, but but when that thing pops up on the website and it hits their urgency factor, they sometimes call right away and make that appointment.
And what we find for marketing, one of the most important things is building the relationships. I think there are thousands of people that we know or know us through our involvement in the Women's Council of Realtors, professional associations, and teaching, and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. You know, at our last dinner, there were 500 people there, you know, at the schools, and so we develop these relationships. And when people are looking for real estate, they're looking online. But when they decide, then they're looking for an agent that they can trust. And so they immediately either go to social media or call someone in the family or someone at work and say, who can I trust and who do I go to? So the person that they're talking to online, what they refer to as leads from the realtor community, are not necessarily the people that they're going to trust when they get ready to purchase. So you want to be that go-to realtor. Right. You want to be known for character, for completeness, for accuracy.
Yeah, and I would say, so marketing is a lifestyle.
Yeah.
And so you guys know that in lending also, is that,
absolutely.
That the deep trusted relationships, You know, it's a lifestyle of performing well time after time and being involved in the community. And that's something, you know, this is a profession, and you know, some of the parts of the profession that we're both in, that we're all in, you know, that's a fun, that we're all in, right?
Right.
it means being involved in the community, and you know, and then people value your perspective.